Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what the divine messages are for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. I think Joan Rivers was driving my car. I got here really fast. And, you know, they say I'm the magical DC Love, but I think she's, you know, worked her magic because I thought I'd be about 10 minutes late. So it's just an honor, as always, to be here. And my journey is a crazy journey. It started off with sugar cookies flying off of my kitchen countertop. My cell phone began to text me, and Spirit actually sat upon me to get my attention. So, of course, you know, what did I do? I had to listen. There was no other choice. And I'm so glad I did, because that really, you know, propelled me onto the path that I find myself on today, and it's an amazing path. Everything that happened was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. And in doing so, I had discovered, wow, I have a really strong connection with Spirit. Since then, I've never looked back. I had a law enforcement background, but I've hung up my .357, and now love is my revolver. And I'm here to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love. Barbara, are you with us?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay.
You were supposed to talk longer than that. Okay, and I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, an energy upcycling practitioner, which is a new method that I was downloaded from the divine that is having a phenomenal impact on people's lives, including my own. And it is really changing who I'm being and how I'm doing things. And I absolutely love it. And you can find out more information about energy upcycling on my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And apparently that's all I'm supposed to say for today. So, DC, what kind of wonderful messages do you have for us today?
Okay, well, the first thing, Barbara, I have a beautiful prayer. It's called An Awakening Within. It was written by Leslie Perrin. I call upon you, my angels above, to heal the spirit with light and love. Lift from weary body the judgment that has been cast, and let compassion and understanding grace unsteady thoughts that come to pass. Allow me to break the illusion seen with the set of eyes and see truth from the heart, purified from such lies. Help me to move in this life with the intention of love, not strife. Let my hands hold healing and not pain. Let spoken word comfort and not shame. Allow me to give to those newly born the seed of hope and possibility, and to the children of now a model of integrity. From this prayer, let there be an awakening within so that I may have the strength and courage for my purpose given. In love and in light, let my prayer be heard tonight. So that was a beautiful little prayer that I was guided to read. And I have a little channeled message that I had written a while ago. And I don't know if you realize it, but today is Michael Jackson's birthday, Barbara. So with that being said, Michael was born on August the 29th, 1958. And here's a channel message that I had gotten. This is it. Thank you for remembering my day. My fans truly are a part of me. We share something that most people will never experience. Today, we are one. What a thriller to have so many beautiful birthday wishes. I want to rock with you all night. Love never felt so good. I can't express into words the way you make me feel. If you enter this world knowing you are truly loved and you leave this world knowing the same, then everything that happens in between can be dealt with. Somebody once said, it's the soul that matters. Please remember, you are never alone. And though we're far apart, you are always in my heart. The world should be full of love. Love is the most important thing. My heart and prayers go out to every individual. I will always remember the time we spent together. Your kindness will help heal the world. I am happy to be who I am. I am always with you. Let us dream of tomorrow where we can truly love from the soul and know love is the ultimate truth of the heart of all creation. Please say I love you, you know, while you still can, please. It's so important. You never know how long you have with someone. So don't forget to say I love you. And Barbara, that was the beautiful message that I channeled from Michael Jackson.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. So that's as good as it gets for today, Barbara.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's check in and see what Jesus wants to say to us now. My beloved ones, today we come to you with love. We are giving each and every one of you the pure, unconditional love that you deserve. And you'll notice I didn't exclude anyone, because there is no one who is not deserving of that unconditional love of your Creator, of Source, of God, whatever name you want to use, it's fine. This is about you now opening your heart and accepting the love. And you can do that by simply thinking, my heart is open, I am accepting the love. Or simply saying yes. It doesn't have to be complicated or time-consuming. It's just a matter of you accepting you, because the Creator is within you. There is no separation. You are not some separate little entity out there all by yourself. You are one with the Creator, with everyone, with everything. And you are loved always, completely, unendingly. And so for today, give yourself this gift. Accept the love that is there for you. And know that you truly do deserve it. I love you. Okay. Apparently we're going to do short and sweet messages today.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? I'm just still in shock that I'm here, because I just got here, you know, really, really fast, and it was sort of like almost at the speed of light.
Oh, we're going to have to tell Joan to, you know, slow it down a little.
Yeah, I like to sit here. Thank goodness I'm still in one piece, so that's always a blessing. You know, being in one piece helps.
Yes, definitely.
Nice.
All right. So now we will talk to our callers. And everyone has their little symbol up, so everyone has pressed one. I'm so impressed. All right.
Wow.
Our first one is area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It is Tina from New Jersey.
Hi.
Hello, Tina.
Hi, I was getting ready for work. I said, wait a minute. Morning is with Jesus. Let me call in. I love Jesus.
So did you have a question or issue this week, or you just want a message?
Yeah, my boyfriend and I are in a really good place. So, yeah, I'd like to see what Spirit has for myself and Trey.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Okay, Tina, this is DC. Thank you for calling, and you have beautiful, beautiful energy.
Thank you.
And I just enjoyed hearing you, you know, say your name even. It was just beautiful. Okay.
Thank you.
So the first thing that I was getting, you have a lot of angels around you, hon. And they're bringing you security. They're bringing you stability. And they are surrounding you with love. They're surrounding you with light. Okay, so try to feel it and just, you know, say thank you. And, you know, no matter what you're asking, love is always the answer, as we know, okay? Okay, so visualize what you are wanting. Okay, so you are with someone and you are asking angels see in regard to that relationship?
Yes. Trey.
Okay, and what is his first name?
Trey.
Okay, Trey, okay. Okay. Okay, because I was getting a K name around you. That's why I was asking. The angels are saying, don't worry. Don't worry. You know, what you're worrying about is soon is going to be over. You've got a lot of emotional and spiritual help around you at this time. Okay? I am getting now, like, the angels are saying the perfect man to be with you is going to be very mature, dependable, romantic, very kind, very protective, creative, romantic, dependable, compassionate, determined. Is this Trey?
Yes, he is all of those things.
Okay. Okay. Is there a K name in spirit maybe that possibly could be looking over you? Because I'm still feeling there's like a K name around you for some reason.
Keith. Yes, Keith.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay.
He was my friend. He was a police officer, sergeant. We were the best of friends, and I didn't even. Yeah, he was a really good guy. So he was protective. That's who you're picking up, Keith.
Yeah, because I was getting this K name, and he seemed like really, you know, really awesome. Okay, so he is looking over you. So that, I mean, that energy feels very protective and very wonderful. Okay. I'm sort of feeling like he's telling me that you want to get married.
Yes, I do.
Okay, because that's what Keith is saying. He's coming in and he's saying she, you know, she really feels like she wants to get married. Okay. 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 Now I'm getting like Trey. He likes passion, but he also likes fun, is what Keith is showing me. Okay. I'm getting too like. You need a little bit more balance in the relationship. It's sort of like, you know, that, you know, first stage, you know, where you connect with someone and it's almost like, wow, this is like so magical, right? So I feel like, you know, like that's not the case right now. It's just like a little bit different. And you guys have to really like get more in balance with each other. Do you take enough time to really work at this relationship together?
Yeah.
Because I'm like a seesaw. Like the relationship feels like it's going up and down, hon.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't feel like it's quite, you know, quite where you want it to be. Okay. Okay. Is Trey really opinionated?
Yes.
Because I'm feeling like at times when he feels he's right and he doesn't budge, like, and to go, like, you know, into what you believe, okay? So this can, you know, sort of be hard because I'm getting he feels like his viewpoint of things is right.
Yeah, he's an Aries, very fiery.
Okay. So you guys either, like, really love each other or you get annoyed really fast. Like, it's like a seesaw.
Okay.
So Keith is laughing. You know, he's saying, yep, they're up and down, they're up and down, you know? Okay. I mean, you're a very beautiful woman, hon. You're very practical. You're very loving. And you show, you know, you show your physical love in so many different ways. Do you like to cook?
Yes.
Because Keith is showing me a pot, and he's saying she's very nurturing, too. And you're a person that does like to have fun. And you're not the type of person that would settle down with anyone unless you really thought they were, like, genuinely the right person for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what I'm getting with the relationship presently, you need to have a little bit more patience, a little bit more love, a little bit more persistence. Okay? And I'm getting, like, with Trey, there's a little bit of ego going on there, okay? Where, from your energy, I'm being shown that you like to support the higher good of the relationship. You know, for mutual benefits for the two of you. Okay. So what's going on? Because Keith is showing me, like, changes. Changes are coming, he's saying. There's changes in the relationship.
Oh, I'm moving. Yeah, I'm moving to where he is. He lives in another state.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so you guys do have a divine plan. I hope you know that. You have a divine plan, and you've got to sort of let go and let God in some instances.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of feeling like Trey is, like, not telling you something. I don't know exactly what it is, but he's, like, Keith is showing me cards, and Trey is, like, hiding his cards there.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm not sure exactly what it is, you know? But I feel like you need a little bit of healing on your part to help, you know, your part of the relationship, hon.
Yeah.
And you've got to remember, a relationship is two people. It's not just you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What's that now?
No, go ahead. I'll ask after you finish.
No, I'm just getting sort of like, at times, like almost like an emotional outburst is what I'm getting.
Emotional outburst for me?
No. I'm just getting like emotional outbursts. For you specifically, you wear your heart on your sleeve.
Yes.
And you can't do that, hon. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn you over to Barbara to really help you because you have a little bit of an issue with, like, controlling your emotions, and you can't blame yourself. So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing, hon, okay?
Yeah, thank you. But was it something being hidden emotionally, financially, physically?
Keith is just showing me cards. He's, like, not telling you something, okay? So I don't know what it is, but I'm getting, like, there's some kind of obstacles, and there's going to be light shed upon those obstacles, and that's maybe where the change is needed.
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, there's going to be some rough patches, but you'll have happiness, like, in the long run, hon, okay? And I am getting, like, challenges, overcoming obstacles, new beginnings, you know. So just please hang in there, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Barbara?
Okay, so let's do some dear innate statements and clear your energy some. Okay, so repeat after me. Dear innate, Trey does not have authority over me.
Dear innate, Trey does not have authority over me.
Dear innate, I am responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I am responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I am equal to Trey.
Dear innate, I am equal to Trey.
Dear innate, I make good decisions.
Dear innate, I make good decisions.
Dear innate, I follow my divine guidance.
Dear innate, I follow my divine guidance.
Dear innate, I am open to change.
Dear innate, I am open to change.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to ask questions.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to ask questions.
Dear innate, I deserve answers.
Dear innate, I deserve answers.
Dear innate, I deserve love and respect.
Dear innate, I deserve love and respect.
Dear innate, no one is more important than me in my life.
Dear innate, no one is more important than me and my life.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, I call all my power back to me.
Dear innate, I call all my power back to me.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I create my life.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Peaceful. Thank you both.
You are welcome, sweetheart. Well, enjoy yourself.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
God bless, hon. Stay in touch with us.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 703. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Andrea.
Hello, Andrea. What can we do for you today?
Well, I've been recently talking with this guy. His name is Brandon, and I know, unfortunately, he had a death in the family, so I'm not sure if he's still out of state or what energy you pick up, because I really haven't heard from him in a few weeks.
Okay. Let's see what DC is getting.
Okay. Hi, Andrea. It's DC. When you asked the question,
hi.
I got a... In regard to the gentleman being out of state, I got a maybe. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what Spirit is telling me is you've got to start maybe just like right now just focus on you. Okay? Focus on what you would like out of a relationship, if it's with Brandon or someone else. Do you have like a specific list of qualities that you want from this person?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Do you have on the other side of the list, you have the deal breakers?
Yes.
Okay, because you have to have both. You know, like if there was something in the past that maybe, you know, went to made a relationship go sour, then, you know, you want to make sure that you add it. And to really be as specific as you can, okay? And make sure that you love yourself first and see yourself as this magnificent, beautiful cake. And, you know, whoever's going to be with you, they're just going to be, they're going to be like the frosting on that beautiful cake. So you are beautiful as you are right now. You don't need anyone to complete you, okay?
Oh, no, I know that. That's for sure.
Okay. Because I am getting, you know, you are going to have a beautiful relationship upcoming, okay? So make sure when you get up in the morning that you look in the mirror and you tell yourself how much you love you. Oh, you love yourself, okay? I'm seeing a gentleman with maybe like darker hair. And maybe like blue eyes. I'm not sure, but it could be like gray and like, you know, dark. But I see like around the face, I see like darker hair. So I don't know if this is the gentleman that you're with, because I'm getting the person that I am seeing right now can be very, very, you know, attractive. It's almost like I'm seeing like a snake charmer. Okay.
Okay.
Filled with energy, very powerful. But also, on the other hand, wants to be in control of, you know, things. Full of, like, passion. Okay? So.
Okay.
So just, you know, just, I'm getting, like, you know, take it slow. Okay?
Okay.
Make sure that you take it slow, because this person, like I said, is going to be, you know, someone that I wouldn't want to have, like, a relationship with, because they want to be in control. They're very demanding. Okay?
Okay. You mean talking about Brandon?
I saw like a guy with dark hair. Now I'm seeing another guy. There's another one coming in. And this person is mature, confident, successful, and is looking to really have a serious relationship. So I do see two different people with the dark hair.
Okay.
So just like I said, one of them is going to be like, you know, you're going to be super attracted, but it's going to be ending up like almost like a snake charmer kind of thing, okay?
Oh,
well,
okay.
The other one is going to be very, very, you know, independent and wanting to have a beautiful relationship with the right woman, okay?
Okay.
So just be careful with that. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara because I really do feel like there's something about love that you need to resolve, okay? And to really help to be ready when that right person comes along and to know that you can make the right choices in regards to relationships, son, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Barbara?
Okay, Andrea, we are going to do some of the dear and Nate statements, so you just need to repeat what I say out loud, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Dear Innate, I have clarity about my relationship.
Dear Innate, I have clarity about my relationship.
Dear Innate, no one has authority over me.
Dear Innate, no one has authority over me.
Dear Innate, I am ready for love.
Dear Innate, I am ready for love.
Dear Innate, my heart is open.
Dear Innate, my heart is open.
Dear Innate, I am attracting the perfect man into my life.
Dear Innate, I am attracting the perfect man into my life.
Dear Innate, I am attracting my equal partner.
Dear Innate, I am attracting my equal partner.
Dear Innate, I know I deserve to be loved.
Dear Innate, I know I deserve to be loved.
Dear Innate, I am open for my guidance to show me the way.
Dear Innate, I am open for guidance to show me the way.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear Innate, my life is getting better and better and better.
Dear Innate, my life is getting better and better and better.
Dear Innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear Innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
And take a nice deep breath. And so one thing guidance is saying is for you to get out there and continue to meet people. Do not just sit there waiting for Brandon to contact you. Go out, have fun, enjoy yourself, laugh, and just have a wonderful time because you are this beautiful, amazing, attractive woman, and there are going to be several men who are going to be interested in you. So they're just saying don't settle because you haven't seen everything there is to see.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, then,
well, thank you.
Go out tonight and have fun.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And our next caller is my favorite number, 1111111111. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing, Queen?
I'm doing lovely. Choice of words, the energy of today is about love. I'm laying on my porch in the nude and under the sun, letting my sacred body temple, beautiful sacred body temple, be browned a little bit more by the sun. How you doing?
Well, I'm jealous. Of course, I live in a neighborhood where I couldn't do that anyway, or they'd call the police. But
well, that's something you can put into your possibilities of, you know, you can have a place or places that you can do this as well.
When the time is right, I'm sure I'll be able to do whatever it is I desire to do. So, did you have a question for us today, or do you just want a message? What are you looking for, my dear?
Both. Both. The other day, just a couple of days ago, it occurred to me that as I am journeying, getting ready to embark on a physical journey, that the path, the yellow brick road, is filled with people who work with metal. So with that said, I'd like to know what it is about the metal as I'm going on this journey that is calling me. I mean, it's drawn, you know, from, the metal in me. Me and the metal. The metal in me.
Okay.
And Ginger's coming in. Queen Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, put your pedal to the metal. Get going. So she wants you to put your pedal to the metal, actually. And with that being said, she's just showing me, like, she's like, you know, like, come on, Queen, come on, let's go. She's sitting in your car with you, and she's going, come on, come on. I saw you as you were speaking with Barbara. I actually saw you sitting outside under a beautiful tree, and it was the most magnificent tree I've ever seen. And I said to Ginger, what kind of tree is that? And she said, Mom, that's the tree of life. So she showed me, she said, there's Queen. She's sitting under the tree. And then I saw someone walking over and sitting beside you. And I said, who's sitting with Queen? She said, of course, it's Archangel Metatron. Because he does guard the tree of life, okay, and he works with the Akashic Records. Have you been thinking about your Akashic records or something?
In a way.
Because he has, he's got all the records.
Way, yeah.
And he's also wanting to help you with your life's purpose, Queen. Okay?
Yes.
So, do you have any kind of like watermelon, tourmaline? I'm getting adventurine, obsidian, like any kind of stones like that?
Obsidian.
Watermelon, tourmaline. Adventurine,
I'm not sure if I have the watermelon.
Because what I'm getting is, I know that you work with metal, you do art with metal. I'm getting, like, you know, sort of like adding stones to the metal and making, like, jewelry with the stones added.
I do that. I've done that.
You know, like, that's really going to help yourself and other people on their journey as well.
Okay.
And I'm still getting there may be a little bit of old energy that has to be cleared away with you, okay?
Yeah.
That's what Ginger's showing me. She's saying, Mom, there's still like a little bit of energy that she's holding on to that really could be, you know, done away with. Okay, what is she showing me now? Okay, she's also showing me a piece of amber. I love amber jewelry. Do you have any amber?
Amber's, I have. It's one of the things that I've worked with for many, many, many decades. And I was just picking up. I work with African amber, and I work with someone gifted me strands of Baltic amber, which I've been smelling.
Beautiful.
Smelling
because that's a really important stone right now on your journey, Queen. It will help to clear negativity. It helps to clear your chakras, your aura, the environment that you're in. It helps with any kind of, you know, trust issues, if anyone's in pain. It helps with stress. You could do like a little bit of a meditation and involving your solar plexus chakra. Okay? So amber is like really important too right now. So maybe, you know, like connect with your amber a little bit more.
Okay.
Because I just feel like it's going to be like super. Go ahead.
I've been feeling that I should make an exquisite neck piece for myself, maybe even a headdress for myself out of the amber.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. When you said that, Ginger wrote the word prosperity in the sky. Yeah.
Like so.
Yeah. So just, you know, go with that. That's absolutely amazing. That's going to be wonderful. And connect with Archangel Metatron. Like I said, maybe there's something in the Akashic Records that you've been wondering about. I'm not sure. But I'm getting he's coming in to help you as well, okay?
Yes. And speaking of the tree, when I looked down today, I looked over at this huge tree, and there's many trees here, but I was just admiring the, in a way, admiration for the tree itself in a way I had never done before. And this tree's been here a long time, so the tree is relative.
That's just, yeah, I mean, that's, because I saw like this magnificent tree, and it was like the biggest tree that I've seen, you know. So I think that's just like another, you know, it's like a synchronicity, but it's a validation saying, Queen, yeah, you know, like you're on the right path. And I just feel like you need to, you know, get out there and meditate under that beautiful tree and allow, you know, Archangel Metatron and whomever else from your team wants to come in. Because that's going to be time well spent. I mean, that's amazing. Okay. And honor that beautiful goddess within, Queen, okay?
Always.
Yeah, Ginger's saying, make sure you honor that beautiful goddess within. Okay, and she's suggesting myrrh. Do you have any myrrh essential oil?
Of course I do, and I even have I have the oil, I have the rock, and I may even have some myrrh beads amongst my treasure.
Okay.
From way back, yes.
Okay, because the myrrh is going to connect you with, she's saying, an old fertility goddess, and to connect you with, like, all of life. And she's with you, and she's asking that you honor yourself. And she's, you know, she's here to help you to create the life that you are wanting and to honor your creations, okay? And sort of to take you where you've never been before, Queen, okay? So that myrrh is really important as well. It's going to be beautiful, but just, you know,
in both.
Just, I'm getting like the divine feminine, you know. I feel like Mother Mary is coming in as well. And, you know, just be so proud of what you're doing and all you're creating. And that's what I have for you.
And, well, the myrrh and the amber are resins. And they come from the African amber and the myrrh are resins that come from the tree. So that's all relative. So it's all relative.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's all amazing.
Thank
really,
you,
really.
DC Love.
You're welcome.
Okay, Queen. You are standing in the center of three goddesses. And this is the group of three that you hear from time to time. They each have a hand on your head. They each have their right hand on your head. And they are sending energy down through your crown chakra. And it's going down through all of your chakras, bringing this beautiful light that's got all these different colors in it. And it's going down your legs and out through the soles of your feet. And they're saying that this is part of your enlightenment. So they are filling you with light, this light that is powerful and has amazing potential, unlimited potential. That's what all the different colors are, so that you can create anything and everything with this beautiful light that they're filling you with right now. And so they want you to recognize yourself. Recognize the power within you. Recognize that you are not obligated to be anything, to do anything, that you are always making choices and creating everything you are experiencing. And they want you to open up to that energy even more than you have before. And open up to the flow of metal. And I'm seeing this image of this metal that's been heated until it's a liquid and it's flowing in this channel. Like it's moving towards a mold, but I can't see the end. I just see the flowing metal. And it's a bright orange color because it's so hot. Let's see if that's all I want to say. Okay, now they're showing me an image of you using this dipper thing to dip some of this hot metal out and to pour it on a flat surface. And as it cools, looks like you're stamping it, and the stamp is leaving the imprint. So you're making this, I don't know what you're making, but it's really pretty. I don't even know if that's something that you do, but I'm seeing you do it.
Yes, aspects of it, yes. Stamping the metal, carving into the metal, and it's interesting as you were speaking about the metal, and as DC was talking about the Akashic records, because it's taking me as the memories of the metal is definitely taking me into my past and my future, and I could see the as you were talking, I could see the metal being heated and turning into liquid. And it also was saying to me that alchemists turning base metal into gold, but also these people that are connected to me with the metal from the past and the future will be, it's all flowing together. So melting together to become whatever it's going to become, whatever I stamp into it, whatever I decide it to be. So I can feel that. And even as I'm laying here and receiving the energy from the sun, the love from the sun, the love from Ra, I can feel the goddesses is still here working on my back while they're putting stones. I'll put the stones on that DC gave me. They're placing them there. And this is also part of what I'm supposed to teach when I go to Boston, what I'm supposed to do. I love you all of you.
Now they're showing me one more thing. They're showing me an image of you from a past life when you were a blacksmith and you made swords, and when you made your swords, they had beautiful designs on the blades, and you set crystals and precious stones into the handle part. I don't know what different parts of the sword
are. The handle, you got it.
Okay. And they're showing me one, and it was absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I can't imagine you would actually use it to hurt anyone because it was just so beautiful. So you were renowned for the swords that you made, for their beauty and apparently they were extremely good at killing people. So,
double-edged sword.
Yeah, that's something that she used to do, and that connection with metal is still flowing through you. Not that I'm telling you to start making swords, because we don't need any.
Barbara, I saw it as you were saying it. I was going to say the same exact thing. And then I saw the three of us, our backs were touching each other, and we each had a sword in our hand that Queen made.
Wow.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was just the three of us, but our backs were touching. Yeah, we were all connected, like our backs were touching. And we had these magnificent swords. Handles were like filled with, like, you know, the stones and jewels and things. It was so amazing. So, so amazing.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, I know two master, grandmaster blacksmiths. I mean, they're very, very magical. And one I need to call has been on my spirit. And the even if I didn't make the blades, they could make them for me, or I can make the blades. And I mean, I can see doing that. I make or have made a few staffs, wands, that kind of thing, that have that kind of energy. But never thought to make never thought to make the blade metal. And there's a young person who I've taken to his mother's house, and she's potent unto herself. And some scraps I had, and he created this beautiful, amongst other things he created this beautiful sword out of out of the scraps. I'm going into a whole nother dimension here with you all. Beautiful. And I was also, there's a group I just went into, I can't think of the name of it. I tried to tell you the other night, and I can't think of the name of it. But there's some interesting Gemini involved, and they invited us to dance and put it on video. And I've been procrastinating doing that. So today, I am getting dressed up. I'm going to dance with my sword. And I'll share it with you all later.
Beautiful. And wear your gemstones and put on some really beautiful essential oil.
Amber.
Yeah, and I see all these little sparkles around you, and I just feel like, you know, you called into the show that Jesus is going to be with you at that time as well.
All right.
You're going to feel his beautiful presence, dear Queen.
Mm. This was wonderful. Thank you all.
And it really is. And don't be surprised if you don't start hearing some, you know, voices from your guides or angels or something, because you're going to be able to hear something while you're doing that.
Okay. I'll keep my heart and my ears open.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be so, so amazing.
I'm excited. I'm picking a location now to, I'm being guided to the spot that I should dance in.
Beautiful.
Wonderful, Queen.
Thank you all.
You are welcome.
Namaste.
And I welcome the Christ consciousness into my vibration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Namaste.
Namaste. Okay. And our next caller is area code 951. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. It's Nathaniel.
Hello, Nathaniel. How are you?
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi. Doing pretty good. How about yourselves?
Wonderful.
Good. Another wonderful day is upon us.
It is. It truly is.
So did you Just want to message, or did you have a question? Or?
Oh, I just wanted to see if there's a message.
Okay. Well, I see Archangel Raziel with Daniel. So he's here, and he's here to help you to really connect to the wisdom within. Okay? So you've got to really listen to, you know, what your gut is telling you. Okay? And he's also here to help you to allow healing to flow through your body. Okay? What I'm getting is that you're holding on to trauma from the past, Nathaniel. Okay? So do you have any clear quartz stones, Nathaniel?
Yes, I have some stones, yes, and I have a few stones.
Clear quartz can help you as well. Okay?
Okay,
that's what I'm, you know, being shown as a clear quartz. Okay. And I'm getting, you know, you've got to allow, like, you know, Jesus, Mother Mary, your whole divine team to come in and help you. Okay, and I'm hearing divine intervention. All is well. You have to completely release all your worries and trust, Nathaniel. I'm getting your head is going like a mile a minute. It doesn't, like, your mind doesn't stop. Okay, you've got to stop stressing. You've got to relax and keep saying all is well. You've got to let go and let, you know, Jesus, Mother Mary, your divine team, the angels, bring you solutions, okay?
All right.
And it's sort of like closing your eyes and praying, but without words, Nathaniel. Okay? Feeling it. Okay, you've got to just relax. And with that being said, I'm gonna turn you over to Barbara, because you do need to get some healing from that past trauma, Nathaniel, okay?
All right.
Okay, hon.
Okay, Nathaniel. All right, so I'm seeing an image, so I'm not sure we're going to do any Dear Innate statements, so just go along with me while I describe what I see. I'm seeing an image of you entering your sacred pyramid within yourself. And this is a beautiful crystal pyramid, and the walls are clear. The floor looks like it's made of marble. And at the very top, there's different colors of quartz crystal that form the very peak of your pyramid. In the center of this pyramid, there's a bed. And it's also made out of various crystals, although it's comfortable. And I know lying on crystals would not be comfortable, but this is magical crystal, so it's comfortable. So I see you lying on this bed in the center of this pyramid. And there is a group of archangels that are coming now and surrounding you. There's Metatron, Michael, Raphael, Sandalphone, Haniel, Ariel. Mother Mary's there, and Jesus. And they're forming a circle around you. And now they are taking their right hand, and they are each holding it over your body. And there's this beautiful energy that is flowing out of their hands into your body. And it is going into every single cell of your body. And as this beautiful energy goes into your body, I see this dark stuff floating out of your body, and there are angels who are coming and whisking the dark stuff away and transforming it into unconditional love. So they are clearing this old, murky, yucky looking stuff out of you, and as they fill you more and more with this beautiful light and love and energy that is coming from their hands,
there is no space left for anything dark in you. And so they're just putting in more and more energy, and more of the old darkness is flowing out and being whisked away. It's no longer a part of you, and it will never be a part of you again. And I just want you to take a couple of nice deep breaths and let your body accept this beautiful energy. And give yourself permission to just let go. And now they are taking these beautiful crystals and they're putting them inside your body. They're putting in, see, rose quartz is going in. I see, I guess this is tourmaline, I'm not sure exactly what stone it is, that's going into your abdomen. I see, amethyst is going in, onyx is going in. And now they're just laying this whole little stream, this stream of crystals of various colors all the way down in a line down the center of your body from the top of your head. So all of these crystals are now just melting into you, and they are there to help you clear whatever needs to be cleared. And they will stay there until their job is done, at which point they will dissolve or go wherever it is they're meant to go. And so Jesus is now saying to you, it is time for you to start living your life, to start being who you truly are, to start creating that wonderful, magical existence that is destined for you. So we encourage you to just let go of everything else. Let go of everything from your past. Just let it go. Let it go. Because you are moving forward on your path. And you are becoming so much more. We love you. We love you. We love you, and you deserve it. And that's what he wanted to tell you.
Yes, that was wonderful. Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You may just want to lay down for a little while and just let the energy work on you.
Perfect.
Alrighty.
Huh. Hey, well, thanks a lot, ladies. That was wonderful.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Okay. All right, DC, we're at the end of the show.
Awesome. Beautiful, beautiful. And I just, oh my gosh, I still feel, I'm still in Queen's energy, Barbara, I'm sorry. I'm feeling that energy. Oh my goodness.
Oh, she has that effect on me too.
Yeah.
And then Nathaniel's energy is so, oh, I just want to lay down now.
I know, and I have so much to do. I can't afford to lay down here. Oh my goodness. But I just, oh my, I just feel so amazing. So amazing.
Ah, oh, wonderful. Well, thank you, everyone, for being a part of our show and for bringing your beautiful energies and helping us to experience the love that you are.
And we will be back on Sunday evening with Love and Amazing Grace. Until then, we hope you have a beautiful, beautiful life, because you do deserve it. Bye-bye, everybody.
Barbara, if they have a question in the meantime, can't they contact you on Friday?
Yes, I do a show tomorrow, Get Answers to Life's Questions, and they are free to call in and ask their questions then and get whatever I am guided to give them.
Yes. So there's a divine support team that's there for quite a few days of the week. My goodness.
Yes.
You can't beat that.
Or something.
Yeah. Yes, it really is. Okay. Well, thank you for everything, Barbara. And everyone, have a great day. Talk to you soon.
You too, DC. Bye-bye.